With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Did the New Orleans terrorists have accomplices? Investigators are looking into that possibility and strongly suspect that Samsu Jinjabar was not a lone wolf and was working with others. 42-year-old Texas man drove a rented pickup into a crowd, killing 15 people. He died in a shootout with police. Authorities found an improvised explosive device at the scene and other devices planted elsewhere in the French Quarter. Investigators in Las Vegas trying to determine whether a Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump International Hotel was related to the deadly attack in New Orleans. In both cases, a rented vehicle was involved.
Both vehicles, I'm being told, New Orleans was rented from Toro and so was ours. That's another coincidence that absolutely is continuing to bear from our investigation that we have to continue to look into.
Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says heavy-duty fireworks and camp fuel canisters were found inside the wreckage of the truck. Seven people nearby suffered minor injuries. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court's Chief Justice takes a stand for judicial independence at a time when that bedrock principle is under assault.
John Roberts criticizes public officials across the political spectrum who suggest they might defy court orders, adding that the other branches of government must be willing to enforce court orders even if they're unpopular or could impact future political fortunes. He expressed his concerns in an annual report released on Tuesday.
Correspondent George Williams says some Democrats advocate packing the court and imposing term limits on the justices. It's called the Make America Great Again Victory Rally, an event that President-elect Trump is planning on the eve of his inauguration in Washington, D.C. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 357 points. This is SRN News. A call for Christians to be supported in Syria.
The unexpected ouster of strongman Bashar Assad in December has been welcomed by the country's tiny Christian community, but the future under the rule of Islamic militias seems murky. Regina Lynch, executive president of Aid to the Church in Need, says, quote, "We call on both the international community and the new authorities in Syria to ensure the protection of the fundamental rights of all religious communities, guaranteeing their freedom of worship, education, and right to live in peace." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates expressing outrage over the conviction of a Catholic priest in Belarus. He was accused of high treason for criticizing the government and was handed an 11-year sentence. It's the first case of politically driven charges against a member of the clergy since Belarus became independent in the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. The conviction comes as government authorities intensify their sweeping crackdown on dissent ahead of January's presidential election. This is SRN News. Pro-Hamas protesters take to the streets on New Year's Day.
It was the same day 15 people in New Orleans were mowed down by a truck and killed by a Muslim supporter of ISIS. Hundreds of pro-Hamas protesters marched in New York City on New Year's Day for Intifada, blocking 6th Avenue in Manhattan. They carried signs that said Zionism is cancer, no war on Iran, and end all U.S. aid to Israel. They chanted, "There is only one solution, Intifada revolution." The New Orleans attack took place in the early hours of New Year's Day when Samsu Din Jabbar, who had pledged loyalty to ISIS, rammed his rented truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Number 6 Ohio State roared into the college football playoff semifinals, a 41-21 victory over top-ranked Oregon in the Rose Bowl. Ohio State now headed on to the Cotton Bowl on the 10th. More details, SRNNews.com.